Good evening and welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz. And I have some good news today. I have some wonderful people here with me. And also, we're going to be sharing with you our excitement about going to our beautiful, beautiful, hot, sunny Puerto Rico. Woo! But to tell you all of this, I have here with me Donna Tagger. She is a co-chair of Bethlehem Batia Sister City, and she's going to describe to us all the beautiful and sunny, sunny time that we're going to be spending there in Puerto Rico and many other things. And also I have here with me Carolina Hernandez from Lehigh University. She is going to be helping us through Lehigh University. They're establishing some community in schools programs that are most needed in Puerto Rico, and they're going to be really happy over there when they go and establish these programs. So, Donna, I'm going to start with you, and I'm going to let you just lead us on this. What is a sister city, and what is Bethlehem Batia Sister City, and what is your role in the sister city, and what are your expectations from this trip? So many questions at the same time.
It is a lot of questions. So, as Adia said, I'm co-chair of the Bethlehem Batia Sister City Committee, and it has truly been a blessing to be part of this group. I am not of Puerto Rican descent, and it's been very informative for me, and I've learned a lot about the culture. I'm looking forward to being part of this delegation that is traveling to sunny Puerto Rico next week, because it's not real warm here, and it's going to be warm there. But I can also continue the exploration of that culture, as well as really building relationships with the folks there so we can continue partnerships that benefit both cities. We have about 30 folks going.
Wow.
Mostly committee members, but some are bringing their family. We have a couple of kids going, so this is going to be really exciting. About half of that group is non-Spanish speaking. I think that's important for them. Some of them have never been to Puerto Rico before. So I think to go and experience that and bring those experiences and memories back is going to be important. So let's talk about Sister City Partnership. What is that? This Bethlehem Patias Sister City is the sixth one for Bethlehem. That is a partnership. It's an initiative that seeks to foster unity, cultural exchange, and community support. Our Bethlehem Patias Sister City relationship has five focus areas. Mm-hmm. Preserving heritage. So the relationship with Patia started back when folks came here to work at Bethlehem Steel. So we are celebrating and honoring those historical contributions of the Patias residents to Bethlehem's development. So that's area number one. The second one is to promote cultural exchange. So we're going to facilitate the sharing of traditions, music, art, cuisine, enriching the lives of residents of both cities. I'm very much looking forward to that part of the trip. Supporting economic development. So we're exploring opportunities for collaboration in business, tourism, innovation, fostering economic growth in both communities. Enhance educational opportunities. Create exchange programs for students and educators, broadening perspectives and fostering a deeper understanding of each other's culture. And the last area is to strengthen community ties, encouraging citizen diplomacy and building lasting friendships between the residents of Patias and Bethlehem.
Wow. And one thing that you brought up is that even though you're not Puerto Rican, one of the best things about Bethlehem Patias is that it's that where all the residents in Bethlehem, you know, get to enjoy all the benefits of the Bethlehem Patias relationship, you know, and as well, Puerto Rico. It's not just like a Puerto Rico thing, like we would say, is Bethlehem and Puerto Rico Patias and all the pueblos too, because right. We are one of the things that we're looking at is that we're going to be visiting the nearby pueblos, mm-hmm. like Arroyo, that's my pueblo, even though my mm-hmm. husband is from Patias, and Guayama, and also Yabucoa, and Maunabo, And we are going to experience where those hurricanes come through, yes. You know, or hoping that we don't really experience right. one of them.
No.
But like the and the homes that still have those blue covers over. So we are going to firsthand experience the Puerto Rican lifestyle. Mm. But also their cuisine, and also their folklore, the music, and all that stuff. So you come out to be. So, what are your expectations? You say what do you expect to find there? Like, you know, we're looking to go to all these pueblos. So, what do you think you would love to? One particular thing that you would like to learn.
Well, I think one of the things that excites me is the fact that we're doing some community service mm-hmm. while we're there. That is something that has always been important mm-hmm. to me. And we are going into the Patillas High School to help them. They got a donation of 40 computers that need to be set up in the classrooms. They need some help painting and some beautification. So I'm really happy that we're able to go and help in some way. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, start to establish those relationships in these different pueblos, like we're being hosted. So it's not going to be all work. We mm-hmm. are going to have fun. We are going to have a gala, and we're going to have a fiesta jibra. Am I saying that right?
You're saying it right.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's going to be fun. And I think, you know, building these relationships, we do have somebody from our Bethlehem Rotary Club going too, to, you know, again, to begin to just establish these relationships. So, you know, and I'm hoping that we're going to have some free time. We have a pretty busy schedule over those days, but there's beautiful beaches yeah. and, you know, things that I haven't seen. And I really do want to, you know, meet the people, but explore the landscape yeah. too. You know, that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Wow. And that lovely really? Beach and that lovely, oh, that would be nice. Carolina
yes.
Hernandez from Lehigh University.
Yes, ma'am.
Carolina, what are you expecting? I know that you, as an individual, are not going at yes. this time to Puerto Rico.
This time, very important.
But
I spent my youth in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go a lot.
But Rosa and Anais
yep.
that they work with you. Can you just tell me a little bit of what Lehigh University is planning to do?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that, I'm extremely excited that Rosa Caritas-Hoff from Donegan Elementary School and Anais Martinez from Brockle Middle School are able to participate during this trip. As community school coordinators at the schools, they are also Lehigh University employees, and we work with the United Way. And the community school model is one that is incredibly important. We've seen the benefits of that model throughout the entire Lehigh Valley, but particularly here in the South Bethlehem community, where we're able to ensure that our families understand that anyone could enter a school and get the support and resources and guidance that they need to be successful, right? A community school is about removing any barriers that exist that make it challenging for the kid to be successful academically and for families to be able to thrive, right? And there's no bigger need of a community school than now, right? Look at food insecurity, housing insecurity, all the things that are going on in communities. And so we firmly believe that, one, culturally, Puerto Rico is known for taking care of each other mm-hmm. and taking care of each mm-hmm. other in a community. Community is where they exist from, right? Culturally, that is our value, right? So we want to make sure that, one, we are going down to Puerto Rico not just to share about the community school model, but to truly learn from experts who thrive mm-hmm. in community-like settings. So the first conversation we've had with Anais and Rosa is like, what can we go and learn from the schools and what it is that they're doing down in Puerto Rico? In addition, if there's interest in the work and how we do it, how do we partner together to learn from each other and develop that work and that model together mm-hmm. better, stronger for our communities, right? Because South Bethlehem could only be successful if our families are successful. And to be honest, the success of Bethlehem was built on the backs of Puerto Rico, right? Mm-hmm. We cannot deny that in any way, shape, or form. So it is incredibly important. Rosa Caritas-Hoff is thrilled to be able to go back and serve her community, mm-hmm. right? Anais has family from Patillas, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. She is so excited mm-hmm. to go back. This is about our success being linked forever, right? And that's what a sister city is about. So for us, we want to make sure that we are learning and also growing from our experiences in Puerto Rico. And if there's anything that we have to share and teach, we're also there for that, right? It's a true partnership.
That is so amazing. I mean, I just could imagine. One of the things that Dr. Reyes, one of the things that she was telling me is that when the students go to school, the parents think that they don't have anything to do in the schools, that they don't have any power, that they have no significance.
Right.
Like, they go to school and they think that the system, which sometimes is not enough, will be taking care of them, and they're wrong. And then they find out themselves that many of them are dropping off in 11th grade.
Right. Mm.
Just nearing, and many of the things that they're telling us is because they don't find a job, and they see that their family are struggling because many are poor in those areas in the South.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that, as a sister city, we want to address.
Absolutely. And we've seen that here, right? We see kids at Brockle Middle School anxious to be old enough to get their work permit, to go out so that they could get a job, so that they could help their families, right? The issues that we're seeing are universal, right? Mm-hmm. Universal issues that are impacting our community here and in Patillas. So for us, it's about, well, what are you doing that works? And then how can we apply that here? Mm-hmm. And then here's something that we are doing in Patillas. Maybe this could help you in Bethlehem, right? It's an exchange of ideas. It's a fostering of a long-term relationship. And it's about knowing that we want all of our kids and our families to be successful.
And the thing is, one of the greatest thing about Puerto Rico as a sister city is like it's nearby. Let's say, even though that the kids would say, "Oh, it's a foreign country." What is that? It's Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
It's part of the United States. But hey, they get a chance to get on a plane and fly somewhere else and learn about a different culture in a way, because we're thoroughly very unique in many ways,
right?
In how we address food and how we address, you know, our daily living. So I think that is part of what we want to be able to do with this relationship. Donna, what would you add in these 2 minutes that James is giving me here?
I think the other thing that's exciting for me, and I know they couldn't come today to speak, but the Bethlehem Area Vo-Tech is also going along because they want to go, and they've got a whole building trades program, and they want to go and so eventually take students down there, because like you said, Puerto Rico, they're constantly being hit by hurricanes. So if we can, you know, give that as a learning experience to our students and, you know, just kind of learn in that area from each other.
Okay. So we're talking about Yabucoa in specific. When the commission from Puerto Rico came in, they went to Lehigh University.
Yeah.
And they started talking about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you tell me how Lehigh University will be able to work with us in that area, specifically where we're going to be visiting that place that is most fear by a lot of Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that we have a couple of new centers that have opened up at Lehigh University, specifically looking at all those things that concern us on that side of Puerto Rico, right? Knowing that there is their specific language. I think it's like disaster, weather, and all of the what impact of what it does in the community, climate change, all of that. Our goal is to get our centers and our faculty and staff involved at the highest level with that work there. And our goal is also to, how can we get students from Patillas to come to Lehigh, right? And help us develop that solution for their own community.
That would be awesome.
That's what I want. That's what I think is the best thing. And that's, I know what Lehigh wants too.
You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The World Blend is an international mix of music traditions, exploring new music and familiar favorites from indie rock, reggae, zydeco, afro pop, and roots music from every continent. An adventurous soundtrack for your Saturday afternoon, whether busy or relaxed. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. for The World Blend, right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Charla Comunitaria. Bienvenidos para atrás para Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audrey Ortiz. Y aquí estamos desde Patillas, Puerto Rico, señoras y señores, la única, la verdadera, la doctora Ruth Reyes Ramos. ¿Cómo estás, Ruthie?
Buenas tardes, estoy muy bien, ¿y ustedes?
Bien. Ruti, aquí estoy con Dana. Dana.
Hola.
Hola, Dana, ¿cómo estás?
Y estoy con Carolina Hernández, que me ha dado una notición, ¿ok? Y ella habla español, así que te va a decir. Carolina, cuéntale a Ruth lo que estamos envisionando cuando vamos allá a Puerto Rico sobre la ruta de Yabucoa, lo que Lehigh University está.
Sí, y lo que nosotros queremos es que los estudiantes de Patillas vengan acá a Bethlehem, a la ciudad de Bethlehem, y son estudiantes aquí con nosotros en la Universidad de Lehigh University. Aquí juntos podemos trabajar a resolver lo que hay que resolver para nuestras ciudades juntas.
Estamos hablando del programa de ver cómo los huracanes entran por Yabucoa, cuáles son las situaciones, cómo manejar estas crisis de huracanes en conjunto con Lehigh University, con todo su personal, su ingeniería y también la ingeniería de Puerto Rico. ¿Qué tú crees de eso, Ruti?
Bueno, me parece que es una iniciativa muy buena. Cuando estemos en Yabucoa, ya tendrán la oportunidad de conocer a Yabucoa, conocer el lugar y poder formularle preguntas a las personas que nos van a recibir ese día 5 de diciembre, cerca del mediodía. Ahí Carolina tendrá la oportunidad de conversar con las personas que tienen las respuestas a las preguntas que me está haciendo en este momento para los estudiantes.
Perfecto.
Dana, ¿tú tenías alguna pregunta? Do you have any questions for Dr. Reyes? Anything that you want to tell her?
Well, I was telling the audience that I'm very excited to come to Puerto Rico and experience everything there, all the beauty of Puerto Rico. But I'm also excited that we're getting a chance to do some community service while we're there and help out. I'm excited to visit the schools and the hospital and be entertained by the Rotary Club at our gala. It just sounds like a really exciting trip. And I personally want to thank you, Dr. Reyes. I mean, I know this has been a lot of work to put this together for our team, and we're all very much looking forward to the trip.
Gracias a Dana. Específicamente, Dana identifica en el área que ella le gustaría trabajar para esos días, y nosotros vamos a tener un lugar para que ella pueda hacer este trabajo.
She thanks you, and she's going to have that place for you to do the work that you want to do, and especialmente con las computadoras. Son 90 computadoras. They're 90 computers.
Oh, that, wow.
90?
Yes. We're going to get together 90 computers, ¿verdad? La doctora Reyes, que son 90 computadoras.
41 computadoras las van a trabajar aquellas personas de tecnología que tengan el interés en trabajarlo. Ya le tenemos un recurso externo que les he conseguido para que les asesore en la parte de la instalación de las computadoras.
O sea, no son 90, son 41. Son 41.
41
computers. Ok. ¿Alguna pregunta que tú le quieres hacer a la doctora Reyes sobre en qué podemos en conjunto con Lehigh University, aparte de lo que se llama la cuestión del ambiente, la cuestión de educación, qué otras áreas podemos estar envueltas en cuanto a la cultura en Lehigh University? ¿Qué tienen ustedes hacia con Puerto Rico, con Patillas, nosotros poder hacer algo allá en Lehigh University?
Sí, no, lo que quiero es aprender, de verdad. Queremos llegar en Patillas y aprender todo lo que podemos sobre comunidad, porque sabemos que sí, en Puerto Rico comunidad es un
una prioridad, sí.
Gracias. Y queremos aprender cómo es que nosotros podemos crear ese ambiente también en la universidad, con la ciudad, ¿verdad? Y juntos con Patillas. Tenemos esa oportunidad de trabajar juntos y aprender juntos. Y también, de verdad, que nosotros vamos allá para aprender de ustedes. Tú sabes, tenemos cosas así que podemos enseñar, pero de verdad nosotros queremos ir como estudiantes y aprender de todas las cosas que debe estar tan orgullosos en Patillas y en los pueblecitos alrededores. Nosotros queremos ir y aprender de ustedes.
¡Qué lindo! ¿Qué dice de eso, doctora Reyes?
Bueno, a mí me parece que ella expresa muy bien lo que ella desea aprender acá. Nosotros nos hemos esmerado en trabajar unas actividades que nos van a llevar a aprender ambos grupos. Si determinamos como norma de trabajo que nos vamos a escuchar, que vamos a aceptar los diagnósticos que ya están hechos, que vamos a partir a la luz de eso. Y a mí me encantaría, Cristina, que al final de cada día podamos decir en una oración, llegamos a este acuerdo. Aunque sea una oración por día.
Sí.
Claro que sí. Lo que estás hablando es de poner un pacto de las cosas que vamos a utilizar.
Claro que
y
sí.
Que vamos a hacer.
Sí. Muy necesario.
Carolina y Donna, just saying that we, like our partnership, must be writing some of the things that we are going to be doing there in Patillas. We're just going to be going there and learning, but at the same time, kind of committing to doing the things that we say that we're going to be doing. And like Carolina is saying, Lehi agrees on that. And many of the partners that we have that are going there, they really, really are. That's why Botec is going there. They're going to, right. Botec, el área de Botec, ellos van a llevar un especialista en construcción, un construction manager, que va entonces a ver algunas áreas de donde las escuelas necesitan ayuda. Y entonces, y también cómo ellos pueden ayudarnos en la cuestión de las plomerías, la carpintería, y todas las demás otras oficios para que los estudiantes puedan tener un sitio. También hablamos de viviendas, de cómo we were talking about small homes that, like, we were saying that how can kid from Patillas will be able to stay in Patillas?
Mm. Very okay, important.
Because the thing is, you bring him over here and he's learning, and he gets his title and everything, but then he will stay here. And it's good for us, but they need people there as well. Mm-hmm. So how we could have that interchange, cómo podemos tener ese intercambio de estudiantes, lo mismo unos que se queden allá, mm-hmm. puedan ayudar a Patillas, y lo mismo que unos vengan acá y puedan ayudar a Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. Así que yo creo que lo que nosotros estamos, estos pasos iniciales, all these initial steps that we're taking very seriously in everything we do and everything we take over there, because we believe that there's life, all these life, especially when hurricane comes in, and especially the kids' life when they are not able to finish high school, is important to us. Son importantes todas estas vidas, tanto en los huracanes como en la educación. Para nosotros es sumamente importante, y por eso estamos todos los que vamos nosotros, y estamos tan agradecidas de ti, porque nosotros, everybody's very excited. Está todo el mundo emocionado, y ya está todo el mundo, que sí, ¿sabes? Hablando y diciéndoselo a todos los demás. Y te mandan mucho agradecimiento, sobre todo, Ruth.
Gracias.
Te mandan, están sumamente agradecidos. Y queremos que esta experiencia, like, we want this experience, because all of us goes as an ambassador of Bethlehem. We are representing Bethlehem and learning from Patillas. And then when we come from there, then we become ambassadors of Patillas. Mm-hmm. So we are doing a two-way interchange of everything we know, and I think that is the most powerful thing two cities could do. Donna, if you want to add anything to that.
Yeah, I guess I'm just sitting here thinking we all are going there to learn, to learn, experience, understand maybe a little bit better. And then, you know, we have these thoughts of the partnerships that we want, but who knows what will come out of this, you know, as we understand things better.
And that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't go there with any big ideas.
No.
We go there because we want to really, really understand the need and then try to kind of supply that need.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think we are very clear on our goals and our objectives to be there in Patillas. ¿Qué tú crees, Ruth? ¿Qué tú esperas de nosotros? What do you expect from us when we get there? To be nice.
Bueno, nuestra gente de Patillas es muy buena, es muy generosa, pero es muy tímida. Son tímidos.
So she's saying that Patillas people are very humble, are very nice, but they're very timid, shy. They're very shy people.
Y entonces entiendo yo que hay que trabajar con una realidad, la realidad que nosotros tenemos acá, que es nueva para ustedes, ¿verdad? Hay una realidad que es nueva, y a la luz de esa realidad, pues yo le pediría a Cristina,
Carolina,
a Dana, a Carolina, perdón. Carolina, perdón. Carolina y Dana y Aurea, que aquí hay que practicar y utilizar muchísimo lo que yo hago todos los días, la empatía, la compasión.
So Dr. Reyes is telling about that it's important for us as we go there to understand that we're going to face a different reality that we have here, and the empathy and compassion is very important for us to have. And we definitely, you know, we have the perfect group because, te digo sinceramente, doctora Reyes, tenemos un grupo que tiene un corazón sumamente grande. Un grupo que sabe utilizar los recursos para ayudar a los demás. Que no va allí, que va allí a aprender y que va allí con toda la compasión y la empatía de corazón. Que no es fingido ni nada. Y nosotros creo que una de las cosas más grandes que tiene este grupo es que el corazón tan grande que tienen, que para que están dispuestos a llegar y cuando lleguen y con todas esas necesidades que puedan encontrar, buscar soluciones. O sea, these are problem solvers. These are not just people that go there and that's it. They go there, they see the problem, and they look for the solution. They're not just there to just make another problem. Así que dime tú, Ruth.
Permiso.
Sí, cómo
permiso,
no.
Si me permiso.
¿Cómo no?
Yo entiendo que tenemos que trabajar las dos comisiones, atender un reto. Hay un reto. El reto que tenemos los dos grupos, además de todo eso que describes, ¿verdad? El reto. El reto que yo personalmente, como líder comunitaria, por tantos años tengo. Y lo tengo particularmente en Patillas, que es nuestro punto de partida para ayudar también a los demás pueblos con este modelo. El reto es que logremos la credibilidad de la gente en los dos grupos.
¿Puedes explicar? Tengo un minuto para, antes de poder terminar el podcast. ¿Me puedes explicar a qué te refieres con eso?
La credibilidad es que cuando escuchemos, y eso que ya hemos hablado ahora mismo, que se ha hablado cómo lo vamos a hacer y los valores, lo que tenemos cada uno como líder en nuestra forma de ser compasivos, empáticos, sensibles, tengamos como esa visión puesta, ese ojo, esa mirada, que logremos que la gente crea en nosotros. Puerto Rico es un país que perdió la fe en la gente.
Okay. She's stating that Puerto Rico, of all the things that have gone through politics and different things, have lost faith. And that we go there with our credibility, that we're doing that empathy, that's one of the things that we're going to be working on. That we're there, but really, 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 not only by words, but by actions. Mm-hmm. We're going to be showing that credibility. Mm-hmm. O sea, le estoy diciendo que no tan solo de palabras, ni de, sino con acción. Y eso es lo que estamos en estos últimos minutos que me queda. Diciendo que eso es nuestro norte. I think that's our north. We're going to go there. We're going to do what we have to do. And we're going to make sure that Puerto Rico and Patillas is a truth partnership, una conexión sincera. Okay? Así que descansa en esa promesa. Rest in that promise that when we go there, we're going to do our best to see the needs and to come up with solutions.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Gracias, Ruti.
Le agradezco a cada una de ustedes. Estoy confiada, estoy segura, estoy guiada por Dios, al igual que ustedes. Que Dios nos ayude en esta encomienda y que lleguemos, pues como esperamos llegar, a puerto seguro en cada iniciativa, uh-huh. en cada decisión, que con mucha calma, con mucha armonía, podamos trabajar para que le podamos responder en la medida que se pueda a lo que ellos necesitan. Así que yes. estamos agradecidísimos.
Gracias. Y así
Gracias.
Será.
Gracias.
Thank you, Donna Taggart.
Yes.
Thank you, Carolina Hernández. Gracias, doctora Reyes. Han escuchado a Charla Comunitaria. Esta es su animadora, Aurea Ortiz. Gracias. Buenas noches.